Okay. Since in El, we have to cover many in Yonim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, I'll focus on a number of important things. Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah. Shofar. It's clearly mitzvah to write. The Torah talks in two places about shofar. Once it says Yom Truah Yilechem, and the other place it says Zichron Truah Yilechem. It's a big machlokas we've shown him. Machlokas in the Gemara, it's machlokas in Psak. What the word Zichron Truah means. On one hand, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Chavov and Mebeis, says, means we get a Zikaron, which now Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Yidei the Shofar. And the Gemara there talks, very, very specific thing. There is a machlokas in the Gemara whether the shofar in Rosh Hashanah is a straight shofar or a bent shofar, kofuf or poshut. The Gemara explains, and Rashi spells it out. Shofar is a midat tefillah. It's a form of tefillah. And as a form of tefillah, the question is the basic stira in the idea of tefillah. On the one hand, tefillah means a human being, both of Adam, can stand in front of the Melech Malchim Lohu Parish Baruch, address him and communicate with him. As we say, on Yom Kippur davening, Ato Hildalto Eno Shmi Rosh, separated human being from the entire Bria. Batakirehu Lamo Dofanecho, and you recognized him and gave him the ability to stand in front of you. And that ability a human being has to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchim Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, address him, communicate with him, and knows he's being heard by the Melech Malchim Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That tremendous Shiva Sa'adam. But on the other hand, the flip side to that, when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we say? We're totally dependent on you for everything. Especially in Yom HaDin. When we come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yom HaDin, we confront the fact that we are not perfect. After Bakoshes Racha. And we paskin, halacha, that the shofar in Rosh Hashanah has to be bent. It's a midat tefillah. It's a form of tefillah, and it has to be bent. Now, midat tefillah has to be bent. But the Rambam adds something to that. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It says, Lama Tokim B'Shofar Shel Ayil. And the Gemara says, of the Akedah. All Rishonim, except the Rambam, understand that's the reason for our minhag, but it's not halacha. Rambam says it's the ikuvo. Hashofar shetokim bo bein b'Rosh Hashanah bein b'Yovel keren hakfosim hakofuf. The bent shofar of a ram. So according to the Rambam, in the Din Doraisa, when the Gemara says Lo Matokim B'Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, in the Din Doraisa, there is halacha that it is tefillah number one, and it's the ikuva that it's a tefillah, and we have to think and remember the akedah. That's part of the mitzvah shofar. Now, the word zichron truva says, so the Gemara Rasha Chavov on the base says, it's kilifnai v'lifnim. It's a tefillah of his, it's going in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's one zichron. But now we know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out in Shabbos, we don't say Yom Truva, we say zichron truva. Where does that come from? I've come to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, beginning the fourth parak, asks the question, why in Shabbos we don't blow? So the Gemara says, well, there's a pasuk of Yom Truah, there's another pasuk of Zichron Truah. And 6 days it's Yom Truah, 1 day it's Zichron Truah. So what does that mean? What is a Zichron Truah? It means Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros. And Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros. So that means we discuss the ideas of Shofar. One goes back and forth and says, no. The fact that we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos only didn't drop on it. Okay. So now the question Rishonim confronted is, after the fact, so what's the pshat in the word Zichron Truva? Zichron Truva now means just tefillah, zikaron lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'truah. Well, we keep the original meaning that the Gemara's have a meaning, Zichron Truah means a discussion of the Truah. But we do that 7 days together with the fact that we blow the shofar 7 days. The Rambam, so there's a big Machlokas Rishonim. The Machlokas Rishonim based is the saying of Malchus, Zichron Rosh, and Shofar, Sedin Doraisa, or Din Drabona. Rambam writes very clearly in Perish Mishnayos, saying Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros on Rosh Hashanah is a Din Doraisa. Din Doraisa. What does that mean, it's a Din Doraisa? For instance, there's certain mitzvahs that are there symbolic of different things, even though the Torah says. An example, Sukkah. What are we reading with Sukkah? Remember, Sukkah is Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're on Sukkah, that Bezim, that's not part of the mitzvah. It is something that once we go on to Sukkah, mainly we're going to remember it. On the other hand, we say in Haggadah, Rav Gamliel Hoyoma, Kol Shalom, Mishlosh, Dromelu, Pesach, Loyotzi, Dei, Chavosa, Elam, Pesach, Matzamara. Ramban explains the mitzvah of matzah is to eat the matzah and to explain the symbol behind the matzah. Ramban explains Rabban Gamliel. It's not the ikuva, but it's a tosefus in the mitzvah. Ramban explains that's exactly what shofar is. Mitzvah to blow a shofar. Tosefus in the mitzvah, an extra part of the mitzvah, is to explain the ideas behind the shofar. So, it's a very unusual thing that... Now, the Gemara says, and the Rambam writes, Mary Gimel, it's only B'tzibur, it's not B'yochad. Ha'tzibur chayovim l'shmoa es ha'tchios al seder. Mary Gimel l'chazai ha'tzibur chayovim l'shmoa ha'tchios al seder ha'brachos. Not for the yochid. If I'm davening by myself, I don't after malchus blow shofar, blow after zichronos. No, it's only when you're in shul. And here is a big machlokas rishonim. Exactly what that is. The aruch is the opinion that even the tefillah belachash. The tzibur gets to the end of Malchios, everyone gets there, blow shofar. and the Zichronus Shiblo Shofar, and the Shofar Shiblo, even to the Malachas. And other Rishonim, you know, it's only Chazoras Hashatz. For some reason, I don't know, Chassidim, many Chassidim, took the Psak of the Oruch and they blow in the Tzil of Alachash, the general minig of non-Chassidim is to blow only in Chazoras Hashatz. This is now. But what is it? It's the Tzir of Together. We blow the Shofar and we explain what the Shofar is about. Either that's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, but the din d'oraisa is only when you have the two together. Parshas the Rashi and Chumash, it's also a din d'oraisa. Ramban writes, it's a din d'rabbanan. Ramban's raya was the fact that when the Gemara says about two cities, one city, you blow shofar. Someone who knows how to blow shofar. The other city, there's no shofar there. Someone knows Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofars. They didn't all have Sidurim. You go to the city that they blow shofar, that's the rice. Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofars, the Rabbanan. Questions, what do Rashi and the Rambam do with that Gemara? Answer is very simple. Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofars, the rice is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's when I get it together with the blowing the shofar. It's blowing the shofar and explaining the shofar. It's a din d'oraisa. So therefore, if it's a place where you only have malchus upon shofar without the shofar itself, that's clearly a din d'rabbanan. Now, what this means, Rambam and Rashi went in the d'oraisa. Very rare that you have a specific tefillah. It's a din d'oraisa, a very specific tefillah. The text of, obviously, Baal Zichronos and Shofos is not a d'oraisa, it's just discussing the ideas. And Gemara learns out from Psukim the ideas of Shofar, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofos. So that is. Now, but that is, so therefore, if that is either a mitzvah d'rabbanan or possibly a mitzvah d'oraisa, that's why it's important for a person preparing for Rosh Hashanah to know and understand what Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros is about. Now, here, the Gemara says, now, the structure of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros is as follows. The Gemara had a had a question. Where do you put? There are two brachas anyway that talk about Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch. One is HaMelech HaKadosh, one is Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikana. Now, two different types of Malchus. You say HaMelech HaKadosh. What does that mean? What does it mean? Ata kadosh, v'shimcha kadosh. Kadosh v'chulam y'aluch v'salam. V'chat Hashem ha-melech ha-kadosh. That means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kadosh, kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zeino guf, he's totally non-physical, beyond the physical world. Eino masiga musuge guf. We're not going to be able to understand him with concepts, physical concepts. He's beyond physical, but at the same time, he's the source of our entire existence. He gives existence to the world, even though he's beyond the world. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, HaMelech HaKadosh, who add V'chein Tein Pachtach. There are among Eidot HaMizrach, those who add it, even during Aser Simei Tshuva, whenever you say Melech HaKadosh. Why? Because what is uvchein tein pa'achtecha? We explain that what Malchus, we begin to explain what Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's a din of Tosefa Shevach. We give extra Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Malchus. So definitely then we expand on the topic. Or always. Now, but there's another Malchus. That is, it's a Melech HaKohar. It's functionally HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only give us existence, even though it's beyond the world. He gives existence to the entire cosmos, even though it's beyond the world. He functions as running the world. That's Melech HaKol Aretz. The Machlokes from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, where to put Malchus, either Melech HaKadosh or into Melech HaKol Aretz. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, we put it into Melech HaKol Aretz. Where does Malchus begin? Malchus begins with Al Kein Kavulcha. Olein L'Shabeach is an introduction to the totality of Malchus, Zecharus, and Shofar. And it begins Al Kein Kavulcha. That's why even though there's a machlokas during the year, whether it's Al Kein Kavulcha or Va'al Kein Kavulcha, on Rosh Hashanah it's only Al Kein Kavulcha. That is, now, therefore, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, it's very, in the Vadim, I'll be talking about the token of it, but just a person should, A, prepare, knowing what it's about, and if you don't know it already, and you need it, to have a machzu there in front of you, the transit of something, so while you're saying it, just, you have to understand what you're doing. Is explaining the ideas behind Tkiyah Shofar. It's number one. Now, there's a mitzvah Shofar. Din d'oraisa of Shofar. Din d'oraisa of Shofar is three times a Tkiyah, a Truah, and a Tkiyah. Now, Hiskin Rav Abuhu B'Kitzri, Rav Abuhu introduced a takana that we have Shvarim, Trua, and then Shvarim, Trua. Shvarim and Trua, however the order you have it. All three. Why? So here's the Machlokes in the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rambam, we basically have a suffix what the proper Trua is. So according to the Rambam, in order to be Makayim, the Din Doraisa, you need 30 kolos. Three times Tekiah Shvarim Trua Tekiah. Three times Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah. And three times Tekiah Trua Tekiah. It's the Suffolk Doraisa. The Rosh says it's not possible, the Suffolk Doraisa. He says they blew every year, so where did the Suffolk come from? So the Rosh says you can be Yotze with any of them, except in order to straighten out the Menhagim, so Klai Yisrael should have one uniform minig, so he made it to kind of draw butter. Now, what do we do? Our minig is we have 30 kolos for Mosif. When we yod in the midst of Yom Truah, then we combine Malchus, Zecharus, and Shofros with another 30. According to the Rambam, that's also a Din D'oraisa, Rambam and Rashi, it's also a Din D'oraisa. And the because the Tziruf together, that's Mekayim Zichron Truah. According to other Rishonim, that's a Din D'rabbanan. Now, there's a minig of Mea Kolos. The minig of Mea Kolos is very interesting. It says, it's the minig is brought in the Aruch. Mea Kolos, the Pai Ima de Sisra. But, Here, we bump into a technical problem. Defining exactly, even though it was made to get rid of all the sfeikas, but Mameshek the years, another suffix has crept in, defining what a shvarim is, and defining what shvarim trua is. A shvarim, according to many, many, many Rishonim, is a straight sound, a series of straight sounds. Ooh, ooh, ooh. In fact, when Rav Sadia Gaon Siddur, he drew a picture, three straight lines. Comes to a trua, he has broken lines. On the other hand, Ramban is of the opinion, it's a broken sound. To oo, to oo, to oo, to oo, to oo. It has to be a broken sound. And the Minhagim in Europe, we're all split, some places this way, some places that way, all sorts of different places. Different Minhagim. Here, you'll notice we split all of the different shvarims to be able to be yotzei both the shittas of the Rishon who say it's a straight sound, and both the shittas of the Rishon who say it's a broken sound. There's a second suffix. Whether we blow b'neshima achas or b'shtei neshimos. That means shvarim, whether you take a breath in between the shvarim and the truah. So again, we between all the different times we blow, it's not only to be yotze, the minig of the aruch, it's also to be yotze, to make sure that we be yotze mitzvasei derais. Okay. That's the reason our minig is, and we end up with 102, and not 100 kolos, 102 kolos. That's number one. And that's the way I set it up when we set up the minig of the yeshiva to Kiyoshov. Now, that's one issue. Now there's halacha. Very simple halacha. When you make a bracha, you're not allowed to be masik between the bracha and when you are makayim the mitzvah. You know. And there are two types of mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah like sukkah. When I sit down to eat in sukkah, the bracha is chal on what I do in the sukkah. But I'm allowed to talk in between. The bracha's already been chal, and it's just going to cover the whole hemshech of the eating. I put on a talus. The bracha covers the entire time I'm wearing the talus. But there is a certain minimum amount that's definitely a kiyam mitzvah. It has to be attached to the kiyam mitzvah. However, here it's not so simple. Because if let's say I just brought tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, just like that. I'm not makayim anything. It's part of a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah per se. Like, if I wear a talus for 5 minutes, that's a mitzvah per se. I can keep wearing it. I sit in the sukkah for 5 minutes, that's a mitzvah per se. So the bracha is chal on a mitzvah. But here in Kiyas Shofar, if I don't do the whole thing, I didn't do anything. So therefore, the Rambam brings at the end that we're not allowed to be masik until you finish blowing shofar. And therefore, Ethan. And therefore, because of that, I announce that They're not allowed. No one is allowed to talk from the time Chazan says. So if it was just to Mekayim the Minig of the Oruch, so the moment you finish the first 60 Tkiyas, you yotze in the midst, the rest is a minute. But since the way it's done is to be yotze to the Shitas, you're not definitely yotze in the midst until the very last 10 kolos, so you're not allowed to be mafsik between the bracha and those final kolos. This is number one in terms of the technicalities. Now, how long a shofar, how long it has to be? There, it's all complex machlokas. Meshech time, we'll discuss that. I wanted to cover other things now. Now, here is a minig of Simonim. That's the Gemara in Horius. And what does it mean? Where does it come from? The minig is as follows. Gemara says, Simonim Milsim. So, here we've shown him a split. What that means. Because we have a general Yisr of Lo Sinachash, believing in superstitions. If you do this, this will happen, this has happened, this is a school of this. Half of the schools people do are very questionable, whether it comes under the Lo Sasei of Lo Sinachash. Okay. So here, the Miri has one understanding, and Rav Yehuda Chosid in Sefer Chassidim has a different. The Miri says, no, it doesn't mean per se anything. What does it mean? The purpose of the Simonim is to be moreover a person for a tefillah that, and the Ikir is the tefillah that he says, Ratzon Shir L'Rosh L'Olazonav Shitchadesh Oleinu Shana Tova Masuka. It's to be moreover us. It was just a bunch of tefillahs people in Zoom who do not mean anything. The moment you give people something to do, symbolic, so they take the tefillah more seriously. Nowadays, some people take the simonim more seriously than the tefillah. According to the Meiri, it's to be more of a person at the beginning of the year to daven the Kodesh Baruch for different things. Now, Sefer Chassidim says differently. And Sefer Chassidim says that the Rambam says, example, the Rambam says, Lo Sinachashu Ka'akum. If, and the Rambam is very clear, it's true, it's a Rashi, but very clear, that certain things that Chazal say are effective, even though we do not understand them. So we can rely on Chazal and that's the Gemara of Lo Sinachash. But to create all sorts of superstitions, you wear a red string around your hand, that means something, that's an Issa Gomer. So if you see people reading, wearing these red strings because of Kevar, whatever, then according to almost all Rishonim, that's an Issa Gomer mode. And so a long true is Haraj, but defining what things are mutter and what things are awesome. Now, but he said that which is, so according to the Sefer Chassidim, those simonim that says in the Gemara, those Chazal said it is not a question of a nichush. Chazal said you can do that, and therefore we're allowed to do that. And so the general minig of being marbiv of simonim, having 25 different simonim way beyond whatever it says in the Gemara, it really comes out of the approach of the Miri. It's a way of being more over people to tefillah and the like. That's next thing about Rosh Hashanah. Now, Slichas. Shulchan Aruch talks in terms of slichas. Slichas is a minig, an old, old minig in all of Klal Yisrael. And they're two separate minhagim. Minig of the Eidot HaMizrach, beginning on Chodesh Elul, and minig of Bnei Ashkenaz, beginning the week before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gra explains the difference between the two minhagim. Yom Kippur is a Yom Kapparu Slicha. Rosh is a Yom Adin. In the davening on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecho Zikaron Liyom Rishon. So the Gemara says, come on, Metzlina, what does that go like? It's because the Gemara has a Macholkas. When the world was created, it was created in Nisan, it was created on Rosh Hashanah. Or says, if according to the Mandomer it's created in Rosh Hashanah, what do we say? Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asechon. It doesn't mean that Adam Rishon was created, that Yehiyahu was the first, or was Rosh Hashanah. It means Adam Rishon was created. That means the sixth day was Rosh Hashanah, and the world was created Kofei Elul. Yehiyahu was Kofei Elul. Now, he says, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asechon, he currently Yom Rishon. So we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the anniversary, 5,783 years ago today, you created Adam Rishon, created human being. All the human beings, the descendants of Adam Rishon, are standing in front of you today to say it was a justifiable creation or not a justifiable creation. So the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz to begin before Rosh Hashanah, because that is, we need at least 4 days of slichas, because when you bring a carbon, you have to check it for a mum for 4 days. We have to introspect at least 4 days before we stand in front of Din and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that, and these are the days that when the creation of the world was. So therefore, we're preparing ourselves at least 4 days, generally more, that during the period of the creation of the world that culminates in the creation of Adam Rishon, to check ourselves and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please accept our tshuva so that we can continually justify the human being. But there's another opinion. That world's creator Nisan. So what does it mean? Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecho Zikaron Liyom Rishon. It means Yom Kippur was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with the Luchos Shniyos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayom Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha. So for 40 days, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are Yimei Rachmim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more accepting of our tefillos. And we spend those 40 days preparing. Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecho means that we begin on Rosh Hashanah. The process of Din, this is the day the Din begins. Tchilas Ma'asecho means the Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Slichos for Eyod and Mizrach are 40 days, because that's the Yimei Rachmim, preparing for Vayom Hashem Solachti Kidvarech. So being this way, the minig of Slichos certainly goes back to the early days of the Gaonim, maybe even into the period of the Amoraim. Therefore, it's a minig Shelo Yotzei Min HaKlal. Every Jew should be very nizer. You have a minig of B'chol HaPachot 1500 years. The Jews always were careful about. And you have to be very careful to make sure slichas is said properly. Now, the reason for when do you say slichas? And here is a major machlokas between two groups of people. Laila is din. you want to say Slichas when Rachman begins. So the second half of the night is Haschalas Rachman. The first half of the night is Din. So first night is Slichas. We begin after Chatzos when the Haschalas of Osman Rachman. And the rest of the week, what do? We say Slichas before Shachris, the time of Rachman. Those who say from the second day on at night are of the opinion that once we began Slichas, that we initiated Zman Rachman, and if even at Laila would have Rachman. That's a serious machokas in Kabbalah about when Rachman is and when Din is. I'm not going to get into that, but I know it's much more convenient for people to jump over to Vishnitz and say Slichas at night. They don't have to wake up so early, but not so simple to do. Okay, this sort of covers all the different many topics. Navad, tomorrow I'm going to get into the details of trying to understand and explain the details of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'din, and you have to understand what it's all about, how and why, and what the meaning is. According to the Rambam and Rashi, it's a mitzvah sesei d'oraisa to explain and understand what shofar is about via malchus, zichronos, and shofars. Okay.